The study is limited, of course, because it relies on a narrow, self-selected group of respondents to provide information about themselves, a topic on which people can be surprisingly unreliable. The published results also did not investigate such pressing active commuting concerns as hygiene, showers, or the logistics of carrying change of clothes. But the study's results do indicate that time may be less of a barrier to active commuting than many might anticipate, says Melissa Bopp, the study's senior author.